This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't... Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Yeah. Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You have us as the number one radio show out of 82 different radio stations. Radio show host to select from. You have us as the number one show right now. We completely appreciate that. Friends, I wanted to get to this because I'm going across what's going on in the United States of America again. And again, what we're seeing is nothing more, folks, than charades. It's sleight of hand. It's diversion as to what's really taking place in this country. Let me give you a couple of headlines before we get to the topic. 10 politicians who admit the system's corrupt. Here we go. We have a Republican congressman said, America, do not repeat the nightmare of socialism. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Dems panic. Lisa Page may seek immunity to come clean on Strozek and Mr. Comey. James Comey, if you don't vote Democrat, you don't believe in this country's values. Again, dividing and conquering, friends, that's all. No prosecution. And hopefully, folks, as I reiterate this point day after day, you're picking up on the circus of politics. They're both sides, friends. The Democrats and the Republicans are playing off of each other while you're being diverted and while you're losing your country on a daily basis. That's exactly what's happening in this country without a doubt. And to prove that, we have an article out there right now by a young lady named Rachel Blevin, and she's talking about all the diversion as to, you know, what's taking place in the country right now. And she said, well, politicians and mainstream media obsess over President Trump's recent press conference with Russian President Putin. The United States Treasury quietly And the Treasury quietly announced that it will no longer force dark money groups or certain tax-exempt organizations to disclose their financial donors. The headline on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com is, as Americans argue over Russia. See how this is being played out, friends? While the American people are debating what the corrupt representatives are doing, what's really happening is happening behind closed doors. As Americans argue over Russia, U.S. government quietly allows dark money groups to keep donors secret. Well, in this country, to be quite honest with you, it doesn't matter. Because the criminals are in the face of the people playing out their crimes and being accused of their crimes on a 24/7 basis, 365 days a year. And the American people stand down and allow this stuff to take place. So when I go over to the likes of telling you who's corrupt, you already know who's corrupt, America. You, again, already know who the bad guys are. You know who the criminals are in government. And yet these are the ones that are being called out by the CIA-controlled media, creating this illusion that they're at war one with another, when in fact, again, nothing could be further from the truth. It's all diversion concerning what is really taking place behind closed doors. So let me go over, just to prove the point, the American people already know that the system is corrupt and that the politicians themselves admit that they're corrupt, but they're still there. So I beg the question, America, what is it going to take for you to deal with them that are now willing to tell you that they're corrupt? What is it going to take for you to move on the fact that they're telling you that they're corrupt? They're telling you that this is a game. They're telling you that this is diversion. They're telling you what's happening behind closed doors, and you fail to still, friends, deal with them. President Harry Truman said, "You can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook." Folks, the first president of the United States of America, George Washington, warned long ago concerning those who represent the American people that few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. You are dealing in this country with nothing short, friends, of a bunch of Judases that are kissing you as they betray you. Read Luke 22:48 when you get a moment. Listen again to what George Washington, the very first president, said. He warned long ago concerning those who represent the American people that there are few men that have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. America, when are you going to deal with them? Don't stand back and wait for Donald to do it, because you know as well as I do, he's going to do nothing about it. Few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. Recently, there was an author that came out highlighting the crimes of McConnell, Paul Ryan, the Biden family, the Obamas, the Clintons, all the players that you see being accused of scandal after scandal on a 24/7 basis in this country, again, by the CIA-controlled media. He's telling you what they are doing. He is telling you that they themselves are guilty of certain crimes. And folks, for the most part, much of it is treason against we the people in this country, against our country. I mean, we have nothing but a bunch of Benedict Arnolds that are selling us out. They play a certain, they put up a false pretenses to the face of the American people. And again, behind closed doors, they're selling you out. This aligns with itself with everything that's going on in your country today, America. You know, so don't sit there and complain about what you tolerate once again. But listen again. George Washington said, in his warning, few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. Now, as we take a look at what is happening in the arena of politics today, we can see that this is his warning, and his warnings have been largely ignored by the people that he was addressing during that time. But we still have his writings that are still in the present applicable to each and every one of us, because there's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 9. Folks, today, you're being betrayed on a daily basis by corrupt politicians, even by those that are willing to tell you that they're corrupt. And again, that with a kiss. And to prove the point, have you ever wondered why the politicians who are to serve again, we the people, when they enter office with little to nothing, and before you, they're broke, and before you know it, they have garnered unto themselves great wealth? As a matter of fact, 268 of the 535 members of Congress are millionaires. Well, you take their income and you ally that with the fact that they're now millionaires. How did they garner all that wealth in the first place? Because it wasn't accumulated by their income alone, friends. It means that they are selling you out. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1EE, BradleyDean1EE, as well as Facebook, BradleyDean2EE, BradleyDean2EE. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It really is that simple, friends. People are simply destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and that's what's happening in this country. Read Hosea 4:6 when you get a moment. Also wanted to let you know, too, friends, I forgot it to add this to the mix, but if you want to, go ahead and jump on to our YouTube Sons of Liberty Bradley Dean page. I believe that you're going to love what we have going out there. It paints a picture on our video YouTube page as to what's going on in this country, but we always bring the answers. We always bring the answers in, folks, but you got to add your knowledge with your duty and do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. Aside of that, again, friends, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Right now, what we're talking about is the politicians in this country that are telling you that they are selling you down the river. And I'm asking you, America, the American people, because this applies, folks, this covers all across the country, politicians, those that are to represent we the people in this country. What is it going to take for the American people to actually respond to the crimes of those that are even telling themselves, they're incriminating themselves, friends? But for some reason or another, again, the American people have been led to believe that they have some congressional immunity, that they're immune from prosecution for some reason or another. In other words, friends, let me put it this way. They're not afraid of the people. They know that the people are asleep. They know that the people won't waste their time in dealing with them. And really what they're doing, folks, is they're daring your justice. And if the church would do its job, we wouldn't be here. We would know peace because we knew the law and we enforced the law and we knew what to do to establish judgment and righteousness right within the gate. Read Amos 5 when you get a moment. I was just highlighting George Washington's warning when he said few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. And then I began to tell you folks that many of these politicians that are to serve we the people enter office with little to nothing, and before you know it, they have garnered unto themselves great wealth. Matter of fact, through my research, I couldn't find one that wasn't. Huh. As a matter of fact, 268 of the 534 members of Congress are millionaires. And one has to ask the question, who are they working for? Folks, they're telling you who they're working for. And it's not you. Again, especially knowing that their salaries do not match their accumulated wealth. You got to ask yourself how it is that America has experienced so much ungodly and unconstitutional change. Read Proverbs 24:21 when you get a moment, over the last 50 years in this country. And yet again, we wonder why America is being turned into the hell that it's becoming. Psalm 9:17. Well, perhaps it's because there have been, well, senators in this government that have been serving themselves, as well as special interest groups that have literally been conspiring against the American people for years. This is a fact. Such as the late Robert C. Byrd from West Virginia. And don't forget about Daniel K. Inouye, who served 49 years. Or Storm Thurmond, who served 47 years. He served, friends, not you. Storm Thurmond served 47 years. Edward Kennedy, 46 years. And Patrick Leahy, 42 years. And friends, the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Folks, good behavior, by the way, applies to all of them, Article 3, Section 1. It applies to every single one of them. And the resolve is found again in Article 2, Section 4. Now listen, I can just hear the high-minded media and the modern-day conservatives saying, folks, this isn't right. Or Bradley, where did you get this information? Go ahead and back it up, Bradley, because we're waiting to see. Well, here, I'm going to back it up. Here's a list of politicians that have admitted that money controls politics. Okay? Listen again. Money controls politics. Now, money answereth all matters. That's true, right? But what establishes and holds on to a righteous nation are principled men that enforce the law. And I want to remind you, we don't need more laws in this country. We need good men enforcing the laws that we now have. Okay? Jesse Unruh, Speaker of the California Assembly in the 1960s and California State Treasurer in the 1970s and 80s, said, "Money is the mother milk of politics." Money is the mother milk of politics, he said. He said, "The millionaire class and the billionaire class increasingly own the political process, and they own the politicians that go to them for money." He said, "We are moving very, very quickly from a democratic society," which we are not. We are a republic, Article 4, Section 4. "One person, one vote," to an oligarch. That means where few rule over many. You've seen this in the Supreme Court for years. He goes on, "to an oligarch form of society where billionaires would be determining who the elected officials of this country are." Folks, you're already there. You're already there. Socialist, communist, enemy to our Constitution, Bernie Sanders, a U.S. senator, that's an oxymoron, from Vermont, he said many similar things, such as, "I think many people have the mistaken impression that Congress regulates Wall Street." He said the real truth is that Wall Street regulates the Congress. They're telling you, friends. They're telling you. In other words, the dog is not wagging the tail. The tail is, in fact, wagging the dog. Did you hear what he said? I think many people have the mistaken impression that Congress regulates Wall Street. He said the real truth is that Wall Street regulates the Congress. They're not principled men. They're not there to enforce the law. They're there to create policy that works for the people that are paying them to act out in such a fashion, namely special interest groups. Vice President Joe Biden, what a joke. Seriously. He said, you have to go where the money is. Maybe that's why him and his son just got back from Chinese, where they basically sealed the deal with the Chinese for a $1 billion contract. How is that playing out, America? Well, just keep in mind, when Barack Hussein Obama, the foreigner, the sodomite, and the criminal to we the people, was incumbent in the People's White House mysteriously after 143 days in Senate out of Chicago, it's interesting to note that his on a global scale were our sworn enemies. So this should come to you as no surprise in any sense of the word when Joe Biden is committing the act of treason as well. We've seen this through the Clintons. We've seen this through Harry Reid. We've seen it through friends. You name it, literally. And that's not an embellishment. That's not an exaggeration in any sense of the word. President Joe Biden said, you have to go where the money is. He said, now, where the money is. There's almost always implicitly some strings attached when you receive their money. He says it's awful hard to take a whole lot of money from a group, you know, that has a particular position, and then you conclude they're wrong and vote no. In other words, money trumps law. In other words, they've sold out their souls to the highest bidder. The warning that came from the first president of the United States of America. And it's interesting to note how they just let slide down their back like a water down a duck's back. Words such as, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? I mean, nobody preached against covetousness more than Jesus Christ himself did. As a matter of fact, you can even find that directly, folks, in the book of Exodus. Chapter 20, thou shalt not covet. But these people have already done so for 30 pieces of silver. He goes on, today's whole political game, listen to what he said, friends. Today's whole political game, run by absurdist nightmare of moneyed elites, is ridiculous. He said, a game in which corporations are people and money, and how it's magically empowering others to speak. Candidates trek to the corporate suites and secret retreats of the rich, shamelessly selling their political souls. Folks, I'm not making this up. They said it. I'm giving it to you directly from the horse's mouth. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. President Trump has said he would be open for another meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Many folks are also saying that Putin may have something on President Trump. Today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addressed this accusation.
I think those allegations are absurd. This administration has been relentless in its efforts to deter Russia from its bad behavior. We inherited a situation where Russia was running all over the United States. These last few days have been, frankly, more heat than light.
Today at the White House, President Trump is set to sign an executive order that will set the stage for developing a national strategy for workforce development. Heather Zuma is an employment expert. She talks about how this is a big deal for people looking to increase their skill set.
After age 24 or 25, when you come out of college, or perhaps if you get your MBA or whatever you're doing, you really don't get any more skills or advancement in terms of education.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery, here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap, when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm gone from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Politicians, by the way, it's a slang word, friends. They're supposed to be statesmen. Statesmen work for we the people. Stateswomen work for we the people. Politicians work for special interest groups. That's why they're called politicians. Again, it's a slang word, friends. But politicians are telling you, friends, folks, it's not like they're putting the microphone up to their mouth and saying, hey, listen, this is what we're doing. No, I've gathered quotes from behind closed doors as to what they did in fact say. So I'm putting the microphone up to my mouth to show you what they're saying. The Lord said, what I tell you in the dark, bring to the light. He said, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And it's the church's job to reprove the darkness by being the light. And that's exactly what I'm doing. So here again, we have Vice President Joe Biden said you have to go where the money is. It's not about freedom. This is licentiousness. This is covetousness. This is how you destroy a country. I believe it was Eisenhower that said when a people prefer its privileges over principles, soon lose both. That's exactly right. He's exactly right. Jim Hightower, former Agriculture Commissioner of Texas, of all states, said, today's whole political game. How many times I've highlighted this, friends, and still people refuse to acknowledge their founding documents. Today's whole political game, run by an absurdist nightmare of moneyed elites, is ridiculous. A game in which corporations are people and money is magically empowered to speak. Candidates trek to the corporate suites and secret retreats of the rich, shamelessly selling their political souls. Whoa. That's the definition of Benedict Arnold. That's the definition, folks, of Judas Iscariot. That's it. Candidates trek to the corporate suites and secret retreats of the rich, shamelessly selling their political souls. That's why you have a homosexual agenda, folks, for those that didn't know. That's why you have the abortion industry. It's blood money, friends. I mean, when you think about that, that's another show, but it's just incredible that the American people are still at ease with what's going on concerning what's taking place in D.C. Today's whole political game, he said. Yep, this is what they're saying. I'm not saying it. Russ Feingold, a three-term senator from Wisconsin, in 2015 announcing he had run for the Senate again, said, people tell me all the time that our politics in Washington are broken and that multimillionaires and billionaires and big corporations are calling all the shots. He said, it's hard not to agree. It's hard not to agree. Senator Ted Cruz out of Texas said, lobbyists and career politicians today make up what I call the Washington cartel. They on a daily basis are conspiring against the American people. They on a daily basis are conspiring against the American people. I feel like a broken record, friends. They on a daily basis are conspiring against the American people. They on a daily basis are conspiring against the American people that are paying taxes to support these criminals, I add. He said career politicians' ears and wallets are open to the highest bidder. This is what Ted Cruz said. I'll say it again. Lobbyists and career politicians today make up what I call the Washington cartel. They on a daily basis are conspiring against the American people. Career politicians' ears and wallets are open to the highest bidder. Friends, I got a question. Knowing what you know today, knowing what you know today, why is it that you wait until tomorrow to hear it again? I'm just curious. 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday I spent the whole show talking about answering the question from those that hear my message, well, what are we supposed to do? Well, the same thing I am. Be a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves, period. If a crime was being committed down the street right now, I'd call the police. I'd make sure that they were prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. With everything in my power, I would lawfully deal with them. And I apply that across the boards in my life, by the way. Why is it that you need another day to hear again of the crimes committed by politicians, even when they're telling you what they're doing? Even when they're telling you what they're doing. When are they guilty? When are they prosecuted, America? When do you say enough is enough? Missouri State Senator Robert Schaaf said, I can legally accept gifts from lobbyists unlimited in number and in value. As you might guess, what results is a corruption of the institution of the Missouri government, a corruption driven by big money in politics. When the Lord said in Matthew 7, there's going to be few that find it concerning that gate, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Oh boy, does it have meaning today. How many in Washington, D.C., how many people in politics today? You all the well know don't work for you and I. Ted Cruz said they're conspiring against the American people on a daily basis. I got a firsthand experience with this, friends. I remember we had a dinner over at my house. And we had some folks come over, and one of them happened to be a representative. And while he came over, he was the coolest guy in the world. This was, by the way, before he became a representative of We the People in the state of Minnesota. Or that's what they would have you believe. He was a radio show guy that I was on the top floor. He was on the second floor when I would broadcast when I was with Salem Communications for 13 years. Coolest guy in the world. Just a super sweetheart of a guy. Well, he ran for a position of a representative in a certain part of the state of Minnesota. And I'll tell you, he won that seat. And I seen him at the state capitol. And that guy went from the biggest sweetheart, or should I say one of the biggest sweethearts I've ever known. What a super cool guy. To now becoming a demigod the day after the election. I kid you negative. I seen him at the state capitol, didn't even acknowledge. He's walking around acting like the people couldn't wait until they could have a moment of his time. And they couldn't wait until he took some time to christen them and grace them with a hello or a goodbye. He forgot about who he worked for just instantaneously. Instantaneously, friends. I know another guy like that, too, as a matter of fact, and them people are dangerous. And I want to tell you what, the ones that I'm highlighting right now, they're dangerous. These people are dangerous, friends. Going on to James Tierney, former Attorney General of Maine. He had said, when you start to connect the actual access to money and the access involves law enforcement officials, he said, you have clearly crossed a line. What is going on, he said, is shocking. He said, it is terrible. Again, I'm not making this stuff up. This is what they're doing. I'll say that one again. He said, when you start to connect the actual access to money and the access involves law enforcement officials, you have clearly crossed a line. He said, what is going on is shocking and terrible. I just have to ask the bad guys that listen to me every day, what do you think? Do you think you get like some sort of, are you impervious to judgment day? Are you somehow above the law, you sons and daughters of Belial? Are you living like this for a certain amount of your time and then later on you're going to repent and go to heaven? No, you're wicked because you know all the well what you do now and you're going to be held accountable for what you do now. I don't for the life of me understand how you people think or why you would even want to think the way that you think that you're above the law. I mean, the Bible tells us, as a matter of fact, just recently, we had a family member pass on. 80-some years old. Just seen him in the hospital last week. Vibrant, happy, talkative. Super cool guy. Talking to him about his childhood. Just like it was yesterday. Guess what? 80-some years later, the guy that just told us it was like just yesterday when he was a kid is now in eternity. Wow. It's crazy how that works. And it applies to every single one of us, Hebrews 9:27. It doesn't just apply to us peasants. Wow. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just talking about these politicians, friends, that are admitting that they're corrupt. You know, they said it behind closed doors, but I'm putting it out across the country so people can understand what the Lord meant when he said nothing, that they're not going to be able to cover anything. All things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do, the Bible tells us. And there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And yet these people think that they are above God's moral law. They're at war with God's law. Look to history. Men, corrupt politicians. Look, folks, this applies to every single one of us. Look to history. It applies to every one of us. 10 out of 10 people die. Didn't you know that? You know, I know the other excuse is, well, you know what? A lot of these guys do what they do because they feel that they have more time. And they'll just get right when they get a convenient moment. How many people die without even knowing that they're going to die today? I mean, today may be it. Today just might be it, if you think about it. There is a story told of Satan and how he stood amidst all of his cohorts. Demons and imps and the such. Asking the question, what can I do to deceive the people further? And just then, Satan had the idea to reward the one that could come up with a new deception by giving him all that he would desire. Soon, a demon glided up to Satan and said, "I know what I can do to deceive the people further." "What?" said Satan, with a loud growling anticipation. He said, "I can tell the people that there is no God." He said, "No." As he shouted back, Satan did with a loud voice. He called him a fool. He said, man knows within himself that there is a creator, for creation itself testifies of the very truth. Soon another approached Satan and said, "I can deceive the people by telling them that they evolved from monkeys." But Satan with a loud voice said, reprimanding this one by saying, "There is none so foolish amongst God's creation to believe such foolishness." He said, "Are there none here that are better at deceiving the people than those who have approached me thus far? I thought to myself that I had taught you better than that." One more demon glided up to Satan from the back with a smile on his face, confidently approaching his father of lies, saying, "I will tell the created beings of the Most High that there's more time." And this is the rewarded demon that went forth to deceive mankind, telling them, "You still have tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation," yet Scripture tells us, "because you're not promised tomorrow." 2 Corinthians 6:2. I just want to know, because again, this applies to all of us. And we're highlighting corrupt politicians that are making light of their crimes against we the people. And don't, by the way, don't tell me about how you're just going to be confidently resting in God through your prayer life that God's going to take care of it. You're the worst of men because he's commanded you to deal with it, right? But again, how do these people, and how do you people think when you think you're just going to go rolling on in your sins, when Scripture tells us clearly that he's going to require your soul without you knowing the time, such as the thief that comes to break into your house? That's when the Lord comes, as a thief in the night. How many people die not knowing again that they're going to die today or tomorrow or the next week? I mean, and these guys make light of it. Here, listen to this one. Mark Hanna, William McKinley's 1896 presidential campaign manager and later senator from Ohio in 1895, said, "There are two things that are important in politics." He said, "The first is money," and this is what he said, "and I can't remember what the second one is." Folks, sustained fiscal prosperity cannot be achieved in the absence of a moral and a Christian society. Let me say that again. Sustained fiscal prosperity cannot be achieved in the absence of a moral and a Christian society. And yet, what are these? And rest assured, they all probably believe, because the whore and the hireling from the pulpit taught them that, no, everything's okay. You're going to heaven. No, you're not. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. You're not going to heaven. You're going to hell, where you belong. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, even from hell. And when you act according to the great deluder, guess where you're going to be going? You made the bed, and now guess what? You get to sleep in it, where there's going to be gnashing, where the worm never dies. The fire is salted. We were warned 54 times of hell. And by the way, I'm not a hellfire preacher, but I am quoting the words of Jesus Christ, and there's a reason for that. Hell is for a people that throw off the fear of the Lord. Read Luke 12:4 when you get a moment. We're to fear the Lord. We're not to fear hell. And I'm talking about, though at first it's diabolical, it does, when the Holy Ghost comes into play to convert the soul and fill the spirit, it does become filial. as a father to a son. 1912 platform of the Progressive Party, founded by former President Theodore Roosevelt, said, behind the government sits enthroned an invisible government, owning no allegiance and acknowledging no responsibility to the people. To destroy this invisible government, to dissolve the unholy alliance between corrupt business and corrupt politics, is the first task of the statesmanship of the day. He just, my goodness, friends, my goodness, I can be done with now. What about Roosevelt in 1933, a letter to Edward M. House? He said, I had a nice talk with Jack Morgan, a banker for J.P. Morgan, the other day, and he seemed more worried about Assistant Secretary of Agriculture Rexford Tugwell's speech than about anything else. This is what it says, especially when Tugwell said, from now on, property rights and financial rights will be subordinate to human rights. He said, the real truth of the matter is, as you and I know, that a financial element in the larger centers has owned the government ever since the days of Andrew Jackson. And by the way, remember, Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States, he also tried to break up the bankers, right? Which presidents that followed did not. That's why you're in trouble. The country is going through a repetition of Jackson's fight with the Bank of the United States, only on a far bigger and broader basis. This was in 1933. I end the show with, listen to what Daniel Webster said to the American people, only to reinforce President George Washington and Harry Truman's statements. I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Keep in mind, it's your politicians today that are selling you out. To the illegals that are being allured in on your dime. To that degree. So you are being sold out, America, no question about it. I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter. From the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. He said, I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong and they will apply the remedy. Will they? Will they? Because I'm waiting to see the latter here on this statement. Maybe there was a different spirit during that time. And I can almost bet there was, because everybody was fighting for their freedoms. And it reminds me of even what's going on in this country today. If you know anything about your forefathers, your grandpas and your grandmas, your dads and your uncles, maybe your brothers, you know, even go back to 1944, they said that there was no household in America that didn't feel lost concerning World War II. It's interesting how them people act differently than those that don't have to fight and sacrifice for the freedoms that we have today, right? Hey, America, it's time to deal with these corrupt jokers. And keep in mind, the joke is on you if you fail to deal with them lawfully. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds not words. See ya!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.